欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio。 We are talking about dating skills， 一下聊聊初次约会的 Choose controversial over doubt every time， 每次约会的争论气氛胜于沉闷气氛。 Forcing people to discuss interesting but more controversial topics made for more enjoyable first date conversation，迫使大家讨论有意思但更有争议性的话题，营造这样的气氛呢，会让第一次约会交谈的气氛更加的令人愉快。 We limited the type of discussions that online daters could engage in by eliminating their ability to ask anything that they wanted and giving them a preset list of questions and allow them toAsk only these questions. 我们对网上交友者所讨论的话题限定类型，不允许想问什么就问什么，把可以问的问题给他们列出来一个表，只允许他们问这样的一些问题。 The questions we chose had nothing to do with the weather and how many brothers and sisters they haveAnd instead of all the questions were interesting and personally relieving. For example, how many romantic partners did you have? When was your last breakup? Have you ever broken someone's heart? Instead of talking about the World Cup or their favorite desserts, they share their innermost fears.Or tell the story of losing their virginity. 我们选择的问题呢，跟天气没有关系，也不要问有多少兄弟姐妹。所有的问题呢，都是非常非常有意思的，而且呢，都能够从问题的回答当中看出一个人的个性。比如说，你谈过多少次恋爱？你上次分手是什么时候？你伤过别人的心吗？当然呢，我们说不讨论世界杯。或者自己喜欢的甜点，分享彼此内心深处的恐惧，或者呢，告诉对方自己失身的秘密。Okay. Everyone, both sender and replier, was happier with the interaction. What we learned from his little experiments is that when people are free to choose what type of discussions they want to have,They often gravitate towards an equilibrium that is easy to maintain, but one that no one really enjoys or benefits from. 每个人呢，既要向对方讲述自己的故事，也要倾听对方的倾诉，进行快乐互动。我们从这个小实验当中可以了解到，大家自由选择自己想要讨论的什么话题，他们往往倾向平衡，易于保护。但不会从中体验到真正的愉悦感受，或者呢，从中受益。Okay, that's what we talk about today. Dating skills. Choose controversial over down every time. 初次约会的技巧，每次约会的争论性气氛胜于沉闷的气氛。如果说你想要听大道理学习英语，可以关注可可英语可可 Radio。或者可以在新浪微博上搜索 DJ Yuki Ansa 可以找到我。Till it happens to you.